This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I was having dinner the other night with Alan Keyes, former ambassador, presidential candidate, you know, TV host for many, many years. He was on the show Crossfire for quite some time. He's a brilliant man. I really enjoy hanging out with Alan Keyes and being able to talk with him. And he puts these ideas in my head that lead me on these really, shall we say, dangerous paths of thinking. And that's the kind of guy Alan Keyes is. He's a dangerous thinker because he's so incredibly brilliant. And of course, I use the word dangerous in quotes here, but he was explaining to me that the coordinated censorship by the tech giants is not simply depriving individuals of their right to speak, but since the body politic, that is the people as a body, is the pillar from which government springs, because government is of the people, by the people, and for the people, then to engage in politically motivated censorship or oppression of the speech of that body politic is nothing less than treason against the government itself. Now, I had not put those pieces together myself, but he was absolutely correct in that. We tend to think in modern days, in the modern era, that government is separate from the people. People talk about, well, the government gave us these rights. Nonsense. The government didn't give you any rights. You were born with those rights. Those rights were granted by God. The right to life, liberty, and happiness, for example. And it is the people who granted limited rights to the government to attempt to organize society in a way that does not overrule the rights of the individual nor the rights of the people as a whole, as a body politic. And so when you have a very powerful organization, whether it's a corporation or a government, that decides it's going to systematically suppress these basic civil rights, or what you might call human rights, that is the right to engage in freedom of expression, you know, the First Amendment rights, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to express religion, the right to engage in the freedom of the press, and so on. When an organization violates those rights systematically, that organization is in fact engaged in treason against the government, against the nation itself. So from that realization, which again, I credit Alan Keyes for bringing me to that understanding, I wrote an article and suggested that it's time for President Trump to seize the domain names of Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Wikipedia, and other tech giants that are engaged in this systematic censorship or the depriving of basic civil rights of the American people. Now, interestingly, I doubt that Alan Keyes himself would endorse that idea because, of course, he's very, very aware of what is the legality of these actions, of the executive action, what is the constitutionality of it. He might agree with it after some research, but Alan Keyes is very much a due process person, which is one of the things I admire about him. But my argument, if I were to attempt to explain this to anyone, would be that it is the duty of the executive to defend the nation from acts of treason, whether those acts come from domestic enemies or sabotage efforts or systematic attempts to deprive a very large number, let's say tens of millions of Americans, of their civil liberties in a distorted way that attempts to rig future elections. It is a very clear-cut case, in my opinion, that the executive branch of government has a duty to stop that treason from taking place. And the most complete way to do this, and the quickest way, and the way to do it without causing harm to innocent people, is for the president to invoke the Insurrection Act and order the State Department to temporarily seize the domain names of these tech giants that are engaged in this treason against the United States of America. Now, I don't mean that the government should run these corporations, because that's a bad idea. Anytime the government runs something, it tends to run it into the ground. What I'm saying is that the government should seize the domains temporarily as a way to force these corporations to stop committing treason. In other words, as a way to hold them accountable for the crimes that they are carrying out and to force them to stop violating the rights of individual Americans. So ideally, what we want is Google, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook to continue to be private corporations, but corporations that nonetheless respect the rights of the American people and do not engage in coordinated collusion, election meddling, politically motivated censorship of legal speech. And the way to do that is to, in fact, seize the domain names, or let's say arrest the CEOs of these tech giants. I've called for the arrest of Jack Dorsey and Sundar Pichai, I can never get his name right, at Google, and the other CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg and so on. They should be arrested and charged with collusion, conspiracy to commit treason, to defraud the United States of America in terms of elections, a conspiracy to deprive millions of Americans of their civil liberties, and so on. We're talking about massive fraud and other crimes that these tech giants are carrying out. Now, I think it's also worth considering whether these corporations, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and so on, should even be allowed to function in a free society, because they've already proven that they do not have the morality and the ethics, or even just the basic respect for human rights, that should be required for any sufficiently powerful organization to operate in a society that proclaims its freedom. You know, we're told that this is a free society. You can say anything you want, but you actually can't. You can't, for example, criticize transgenderism. You can't even point out the scientific contradictions in the arguments of transgender advocates. You can't talk about real biology anymore without being labeled hate speech and then deplatformed. And as we found out from Apple, you can't even publish an app that displays news that criticizes Satanism or abortion or liberals in any way whatsoever. You will be banned and deplatformed. Your app will be banned. You won't be able to speak on Apple devices. And that is what Apple has done to us. Well, that is the equivalent to the phone company saying, well, we've been listening to your phone calls, and we don't like what you're saying over our phone lines. You've been having calls with multiple people, and you've been criticizing transgenderism. Therefore, we're going to cut off your phone service. You won't be allowed to use the phone anymore because you are engaged in hate speech. Well, that would be absurd. And there would be immediate federal action to stop phone companies that attempted to deny service to people just based on the color of their speech, right? And yet somehow our government is standing by and doing nothing while the tech giants are engaged in exactly that behavior, saying that you do not have access to the dominant public square of our time. Essentially saying you have no right to engage in debate. You have no right to present facts. You have no right to question other people's statements because we don't like your speech and we're going to deny you these essential services, which are really a critical core part of engaging in modern society and engaging in democracy. So my question to everyone is, why wouldn't we seize the domain names of corporations that are engaged in treason against the United States of America and the organized, coordinated suppression of civil liberties of millions of Americans, tens of millions? Why wouldn't we seize their domain names? Why wouldn't we arrest their CEOs? What excuse would you have to say that they should continue to operate in such a fashion? Now, surely if they were a very, very tiny organization that only had, I don't know, even just 1 million members, that would not be perhaps the dominant channel of society. But Facebook has over 1 billion people. And yet all of those 1 billion people are now subjected to the unconstitutional and criminal whims of Mark Zuckerberg, who has never been elected to office, has never been appointed or even confirmed by the United States Senate to any office. And yet he is able to determine what speech is allowable on the dominant social media platform on our planet, a platform that will have enormous influence over future elections. Surely we must demand a level playing field. Surely we must demand fair and free respect of speech. And in order to do that, we have to get, or the president has to get aggressive with these corporations and tell them, you will not be allowed to operate in the United States of America if you don't respect, well, the Bill of Rights. And in order to send that message, he should seize their domain names, send in the military police, if it takes it, or just federal agents, perhaps, and arrest these CEOs. Bring them to the table and say, look, you are committing crimes. You are defrauding the country. You are violating the civil rights of millions of Americans, and it's going to stop today. You will get your domain names back when you agree to start respecting individual liberties, and not a minute before. That's what I'm arguing. And it is time to do that. Absolutely time to do that. And that is the proper role of government, is to stop powerful corporations from nullifying the individual rights and liberties of the citizens. We wouldn't want the government to be in the business of censoring speech, but we absolutely want the government to be in the business of corporations to stop them from censoring speech, speech that is legal, speech that is protected under the current laws and the Constitution itself. So that's my take on it. And I want to thank Alan Keyes for spurring this thought. And I want your support, by the way. I'm calling for your help to call your members of Congress and urge the government seizure of these tech giants, shut them down, arrest their CEOs, unless and until they agree to respect the First Amendment. Call for that. It's time to get this done. Thank you for your support. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, publisher of, well, some of the most banned websites in the world, like naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. Thank you for listening. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.